Come listen while I do relate a damsel's most unhappy fate, caused by a most unfaithful love, which did her utter ruin prove. All truth and upright purity is turned to perfect perjury. Nay, further still declare I can, no creature is so false as man. As by this ditty you shall find, and therefore listen now and mind, while I in brief do here express a seaman's most unfaithfulness. In Greenwich town he courted there a damsel beautiful and fair, and many protestations made, till he her yielding heart betrayed. He vowed her charms he did adore, and while he did remain on shore, it was his chief delight to be in her sweet pleasant company. The damsel she was coy and strange, declaring that she would not change a single life, for that was best, so bid him set his heart at rest. Be not so cruel, then he cried, I can't nor will not be denied, therefore one word of comfort give, without thy love I cannot live. Said she, your words I can't believe, young men are subject to deceive, the wise discreet and virtuous too, therefore said she, farewell, adieu. Then did he smite upon his breast, like one who was with grief oppressed, and cried, return, return, my dear, my final resolution here. If I may not thy charms enjoy, this life of mine I will destroy, or else I'll quit my native shore and never see the nation more. This word a deep impression made, upon her heart she sighing said, if you are loyal, just, and true, I will not strive to ruin you. He swore by all the powers above that he'd be loyal to his love, at which she did a promise make, till death she'd never him forsake. This done, away to sea he went, from whence he four kind letters sent, in which he did his love express with all the marks of faithfulness. Yet when he came on shore again, her company he did refrain. When told of his disloyalty, she sighing cried, it cannot be. Yet to her grief she found it true, then did she cry, I never knew, in all my days so false a wretch, with that a double sigh she'd fetch. Her heart with inward grief was filled, her eyes soft pearly tears distilled, then wringing of her hands she said, false man, thou hast my life betrayed. Is this the wretch that vowed and cried, if longer I his suit denied, that his destruction was at hand, he'd die or leave his native land? Yet this is he, yet let him know, he may not thus unpunished go. When I am dead, his perjury may on his guilty conscience lie. Soon after this her heartstrings broke, And these was the last words she spoke, the letters which he sent from sea, let them lie in the grave with me. Having surrendered up her breath unto the fatal stroke of death, soft showers of melting tears did fall to celebrate her funeral.